Hello and welcome to a yoga nidra for clarity, a yoga nidra to relieve brain fog. And in this practice today, we are going to concentrate on getting present in our minds and our bodies, so that we can release and let go of anything that is clouding the mind, taking our focus away from what is truly important, anything that is weighing you down. So, for this presencing yoga nidra, go ahead, lie down, find a comfortable position, maybe propping something under your knees, a rolled towel under your neck, a pillow under the head, maybe under the heels or the backs of the hand or the tailbone. Legs wide, feet fall out to the sides, arms wide, palms soft, facing up, down, or facing inward. A little scoop of the pelvis, a tuck of the chin to find that length and that space in the spine, allowing the body to be symmetrical from there. And allow your eyes to rest back in their sockets as you gently close down, power down the eyelid. We're slowly going to melt in to this space where we can let go of strain, stressors, tension, work, kids, anything that weighs on you and perhaps makes you feel overwhelmed, anything that takes away your concentration and robs you of your true self. You can be here in this moment. You can be here in this moment and relax, okay? You are safe here. You can relax here. There's nothing to do. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. Keep going. Really expand, fill up, keep going. Hold the breath. And through the mouth, make some noise. Really let something go. Relax and release. And I want you to now take note of your body. Right here, right now, after that big old breath. Are you clenching your teeth in any way? Allow your jaw to release, to unlock. Are you pressing your tongue to the roof of your mouth? Allow the tongue to release and land in the mouth gently. What about your glutes? Are you squeezing in the glutes, in the belly, through your face, your shoulders? Unlock, unclench, and soften. Feel that straight line through the column of your spacious spine and fall out. Down and out to either side of this column. And scan from head to toe, toes to head, making any and all adjustments, wiggles, squiggles, fidgets to your body, your props, your hair, your coverings. Feeling completely supported, symmetrical, soft, warm, free of distraction. Take another Long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in to fill up, drink it up, and hold at the top for 5, 4, 3, 2, big sigh, let something go. And could you notice all the contact points underneath you that you're melting and merging down into with every exhale? Feel the pace, the rhythm, the cadence of your natural breath. Notice movement in belly, chest, throat, and nose. Feeling the coolness of the inhale through the nose, the warmth of the exhale out. And from here, noticing any other temperatures through the body, areas of warmth, coolness, maybe neutrality. What about the emotional temperatures of the body? Are there any emotions present? Any thoughts in the mind? Are there any sounds entering in and out through your ears? And as we flow through this nidra practice, gently take note of where your mind goes. Of course, do your best to try to stay with the sound, the guidance of my voice, my vibe. Anchor in to this voice, but know that your mind will take you elsewhere, right? And that's okay. Should this happen, simply try to take note of where it goes. And once you notice you're in a different place, try and anchor back into your breath, to my voice, and just relax. Last one here, through the nose, huge, big balloon, belly breath in and up and out, keep going. Hold it at the top for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, biggest release, huge sigh, empty, out, melting, dropping further down into the contact of the earth below you. And for your breath right now, take note of how it is flowing. Does your natural, unhurried breath feel fast or slow, shallow or deep? Does the breath catch or get stuck anywhere? Maybe the breath is just across the board normal, feeling relaxed and steady. Notice the breath, accept the breath, however it's flowing. And are you holding any tension in the rest of your body? Just scanning through, notice, breathe into any residual tension, and on the exhale, send it out. So every exhale, not only releasing the air out of your body, the lungs and belly deflating, but you're making space in the mind as well as the body. Release any residue of tension. Exhale it out. Breathing here. Now, with a little more space inside, we set the Sankalpa for our practice today. An intention or a wish, if you will, of what you would like to get out of this practice. Why are you here? Maybe you've already got something, or you can find inspiration from anything that I will repeat now. What about clarity in and brain fog out? Clarity in and brain fog out. A little bit of a different Sankalpa. We're going to roll with it today. Clarity in and brain fog out. Or, of course, if you have your own Sankalpa, using that for today. But begin to hone in on it. And I'm going to give you a moment here to repeat your Sankalpa to yourself mentally. Clarity in and brain fog out. Repeating that at least 3 times on the breath, or whatever your Sankalpa may be. Clarity in and brain fog out. Your intention, your wish, your why. At least 3 times on the breath now. And now that you've set your Sankalpa, set your intention in your mind, in your body, in your heart, let's go a little deeper now into the body. We'll begin by bringing our attention to the third eye center. Third eye center. The space of intuition that sits right between the eyebrows. Bring your focus to that space and think of clarity coming in. What does clarity look and feel like for you? Imagining the brain just clearing out anything that doesn't serve you, anything with no purpose, just melts away, removed, extracted from your brain, from your body. Let it go. Let it go. Continuing to concentrate on that space right here. Between the eyebrows. Imagine everything heavy, sticky, stuck, just melting away. You can see clearer, you feel clearer. And as we move through the body, we're going to scan from head to toe, finding that clarity not only here at eyebrow center and in your mind, but clearing out anything stagnant and sticky and old in the body that doesn't serve you. That, in return, helps to clarify your brain. Physical clearing equals mental clearing. When we tend to physical stagnation, we take that stagnation out of the mind as well. So bring your awareness from that center of intuition, your cleared third eye center. Move that awareness over to the right ear. Full awareness to the right ear. Now the left ear. And bring your awareness to both of the ears together. Move the awareness down the right side of the jaw. Awareness slides down the left side of the jaw. Both sides together, the whole jaw. Moving awareness inside the mouth to the tongue. The tongue releases and relaxes, sitting gently in the mouth. Aware of your top row of teeth and the top gums. And then feeling the lower teeth and the lower gums. The whole mouth, an orb of sensation. Moving to the top lip and the bottom lip, both lips together in your awareness. Moving down through chin and throat, bringing awareness to your throat, allowing those muscles to release and relax. Moving through to the right shoulder as it melts into the surface below. An awareness moves over to the left shoulder, allowing it to rest gently. Imagining both shoulders together. No tension, no tightness. And move down from right shoulder to the right elbow. Left shoulder to left elbow, allowing those joints to relax. Both elbows together, releasing and relaxing into the space underneath of you. The right wrist, the left wrist, both wrists and joint spaces together and relax. The palm of the right hand, the palm of the left hand. And think of, feel of that curling of the fingers as they are rested and relaxed. Tension is gone, therefore the fingers are relaxed and they have that natural curl. Both thumbs relaxed, both index fingers, the middle fingers, ring fingers, and pinky fingers. All 10 fingers and both hands relaxing together. Now bring your awareness, move it back up to the throat chakra, the front of your throat, taking note of anything here. And then moving down through the chest, noticing your breath, allowing the chest to rise and fall gently and naturally. From chest, continuing down to the belly, taking notice and awareness of the breath as it gently and naturally ebbs and flows in your belly. Awareness goes down to the pelvis, where your hip bones connect and meet. The right hip, the left hip, both hips, and the space between the hips. An awareness of your entire pelvis. And moving down the right thigh to the right knee, down the left thigh to the left knee. Sensing, noting both thighs and both knees together. No remaining tension in the upper legs. Continuing down the front of the right shin and ankle, the left shin and left ankle, both shins, both ankles together. Feel your feet relaxed and falling out naturally to the side. Aware of the top of the right foot, the top of the left foot, both feet together. Aware of both big toes, both second toes, third toes, fourth toes, and both pinky toes. All 10 toes sitting gently, slight curl to the toes naturally, still releasing any residual tension, any fogginess in the body. And move your awareness to the back side of the body. We'll move up to the pelvis where the tailbone lies, the lowest part of your spine. Bring your awareness there to the tailbone. And we'll slowly start to go up through the spine, starting at the tailbone, moving through the lumbar spine, the low back, up to the mid back, the thoracic spine between the shoulder blades, up through the back of the neck, the curve of the cervical spine, feeling all of the spine lying gently, melting into the surface below you. Finding space and clarity through the spine as it leads us back up to the very base of the skull. From tailbone to the base of the skull. The whole spine together, resting, releasing, relaxing. The back of the skull is melting down into the surface. And bring your awareness there, imagine energy forming around your head. Now, this energy flows in through your ears, and this energy pushes out any fogginess, any blockages. Feel that. And just imagine now that everything is clear, crisp, open, and spacious. You feel safe, whole, happy, free, and completely relaxed. Feel that energy travel in through the ears, pushing out any fogginess, any blockages, any fear, worry, or stress, leaving you to reside in a space that is clear, crisp, open, and spacious. You are safe here, happy, whole, and completely relaxed. And come back to your Sankalpa, thinking of all this clarity that you've built. Clarity in and brain fog out. Clarity in and brain fog out. Has your mind trickled off to any other spaces? Just come back. Come back to that third eye center, your space of intuition, your room of inner wisdom between the eyebrows. Draw your attention there and feel as though this outer energy is coming in through the eyebrow center now. Feel that healing energy enter the body through eyebrow center. It fills from head to toes, flushing out anything old and stale, now making you feel refreshed and renewed. And as you lie here, take note of how your body feels now compared to how it felt at the beginning of this practice. The fogginess in your mind has released. Your body has this new and refreshed feeling physically. You are able to rest. You are able to find stillness. You are able to let go of anything that does not serve you, to make space for all that does. Bring your awareness back to your third eye center. Breathing here, starting to awaken the mind. If you've trickled off, come right back here to your present moment. You are always welcome to continue lying here in stillness, in reflection, or in slumber. or you can begin to massage the back of your head, rocking your head left to right. Eyes are still gently closed, the tongue still resting gently in the mouth. Maybe you begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes, bringing yourself back gently, flooding awareness from head to toe. And feel that energy building through the body, bringing it in to the rest of your day or night. Be here. Still feeling that release, still feeling that clarity. You can roll out your wrists and your ankles. Maybe hug your knees in, maybe rock your body from right to left, maybe front and back. You can roll to your side, stay on back, come to belly, or rise to a seat. Be in your space, taking the benefits of this practice with you. Enjoy the moments as they come. And remember, when you invite clarity in, that brain fog, the sticky, stuck, stagnant, has nowhere to go but out. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friends.